chickens in the field.
It's fairly obvious.
She didn't like, take a foot.
See, one's just hopping around. No, maybe I haven't fed her a foot yet. All right, welcome back to the Appalachian Farmcast. We are back live and in person. It's been a while since we've met. it's the first time we've met all year.
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
I feel like everybody's beard has grown 3 inches since we've seen each other last
year. It's like the Grinch. Yeah. With the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah. I'm Tyler Rice with Pike Mountain Farm. Who else is sitting at this table?
I'm Ryan McCartney, Dying Breed Ranch.
And Cody Brabham from Winnow Glen Farm. I feel like we should address the elephant in the room in front of us in the center of the table. Is a gift from a listener.
Yeah.
A devoted.
Our first gift.
First gift.
First gift, yes.
And it's bacon. It's a very good bacon, a pecan smoked. So shout out to Lance at Caspin Farm.
Yes. Yes.
For
it is delicious bacon.
Some bacon. And we've got some persimmon honey here. So it made its way here. I'll throw this out, and I didn't run this by you two. You want mentioned on the podcast?
You give bacon.
You can give gifts. I have a price.
It doesn't have to be bacon, but that's fine.
I don't know that we would ever turn bacon away, but
turkey.
We have a price. It's not that high, and bacon got Lance a spot here on this one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you hear some chewing in the background, some lip smacking.
Just blame it on the dog.
Yeah. I don't even know that we're going to be able to mute it out of this one. You'll just have to bear with us and wish you were here enjoying some of this bacon with us. So
we wish there was smell-o-vision on this one.
Yeah.
Or smell of,
ooh, I've heard that.
Smell of audio. Smell audio.
What? It. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Good bacon. So, what's everybody been into?
Oh, someone else go first.
Oh, man. I feel like this is going to be an update for the ages since we haven't talked for a year.
Dad joke number two.
But, yeah, obviously got through Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Merry
Year.
Christmas, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. yeah, so we were out of town.
You went way out of town.
Well, yeah. I mean, 1,400 something miles, I think it is, if I were to drive it, which we didn't.
Good call.
Smart.
Flew well.
Maybe.
That's what I thought until I got delayed in the Pittsburgh airport for...
Oh, that's right, yeah. You texted.
6 hours, roughly. They finally ended up just canceling my flight and put me on a different flight. Oh. It was cool, yeah.
Well, at least, you know, Denver airport's pretty big. Probably lots of flights heading
there. Yeah, there was like three or four that day.
Yeah.
Somehow mine was the lucky one that didn't move.
Nice. Did you see any famous people at the airport? No.
No.
No, he just saw himself in the mirror when he walked by.
Hey, there's that guy from that podcast.
I recognize his voice
double
anywhere.
Take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't often see famous people. Like, you'd think there'd be like a little bit of a crowd or like people pointing or, you know, something. I don't know. I don't ever really...
The famous people were probably already at their destination prior to Christmas Eve.
Are you talking like average famous or like private jet famous?
What famous people are going to be leaving from Pittsburgh Airport?
That's true.
I mean, it wasn't like Sidney Crosby was leaving for Christmas.
Mike Tomlin, maybe. I don't know.
Fair.
He's probably got his own deal.
Pittsburgh dad. I'm trying to think of Pittsburgh celebrities.
I mean,
Mr. Rogers.
Could be people from here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Like,
he died. Mr. Rogers?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's been a while.
Bound to be dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Mr. Rogers.
Was he from Pittsburgh?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
If not, that's a random pull.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
That's the name that came to your mind.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I didn't watch the Tom Hanks movie about him, but I'm pretty sure he's from Pittsburgh. Huh. Yeah.
Well.
Or around Pittsburgh area.
I guess you learn something every day.
I forgot he had a movie. Your knowledge on Mr. Rogers is really...
It's random. We got random knowledge all over the place.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Mine's a broad spectrum.
So you were out of town.
So yeah, anyway, out of town. I think I mentioned the last time right before I left, we we took 240 birds to the butcher for stewing hens. So
that's right.
They're actually in the freezer up there waiting to get picked up. So
okay,
keeping my turkey parts company.
Yeah, so your turkeys and my chickens are up there. We'll probably couple that up, save on some fuel. We'll probably go double up and get them up together.
You get a road trip episode.
Let's do it. Yeah. So yeah, we got down to when I don't know if you ever tried to count chickens
every
night after they've hatched. It's hard.
It's better than this.
Yeah, they were all like, when I tried to count them, they were in the trailer on the roost. So they're immobile, but like then they're all clustered together and they're like, yeah. I'm not sure where one chicken starts and the other one.
Because they're every one of them is the same color.
Yeah.
There's no variation.
Yeah.
And so I think we're like 98 is what I counted. So I just say we're
100. That's what you have left.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and for some people that homestead and have 12 chickens, they're probably like, wait, you have 100. Like, I get it all the time at the market. I'm sure you used to, too. Mm-hmm. People are like, wait, what?
You yeah. say, no. You got to understand where I started.
We were at 500.
Yeah.
And we have 500 more on the way for
spring. To be fair, we have, I think, 15.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly how many. I don't count them either.
Yeah.
So, at this point. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like.
I know four of them have turned out to be roosters and crow 24/7.
Oh. So. There's a solution to that.
Cord surgery?
Yeah. Huck and I did that, which I could go into that on my part here in a minute. But
yeah, I don't know why you're trying to overtake my update.
I got excited right there. Ooh, because I have a good solution to that. Anyway.
Well, you just let your dog live.
It's a stewing hens. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Stewing hens are ready to pick up. And then... otherwise, like, being gone, as far as that, was easy. My dad and uncle took care of everything.
And weather cooperated again.
The weather was great. Yeah,
65 degrees here at Christmas.
It was cold. It did rain a couple days, I think. But where I've got the chickens now, of course, they've got their normal water barrel. Then I've got the, like, gravity feeder. So I've just basically filled it up. So they didn't have to haul bags of feed every single day, right? They're good for a few days. And then... it's also like in this kind of like dip. This would be great on audio because I'm using my hands. It's like a slight dip and there's a little bit of a...
What do you call it? A swale?
Or a ravine? I don't know
what that is. Well, it's way too gentle to be a ravine.
Swale.
Let's go with swale. Can you spell the word swale?
S-C-H. I think it's...
Is it C-H in a swale?
Swale. I think it's just S-W-A-L-E, right?
Would you go that or would you go S-W-E-L-L, swell?
No.
Swell.
That's like the country spelling?
If you fell in with a sponge, then the sponge would swell. I don't know why you would be holding a sponge in the field.
But there's a valley that gets very gentle.
Okay.
So it's relatively flat, but then in the middle is the remnants of like the spring that overflows up on the hill. So they have, and then it rained. So.
Yeah. It was really wet.
I've had to give them no water since I left. Like they're just drinking out of the fresh water on the ground.
That's nice.
So it's been nice. Yeah, it's been real good. Of course, it's cloudy and they're staying kind of huddled up under the trailer and stuff. They're not really getting out much because there's no sun. But yeah, everything went super good. No injured cows or calves this time after leaving. Nothing got caught. They went through a lot of hay though. Full winter mode as far as there's snow on the ground, the cows can't do any picking, and so we're feeding hay like crazy right now.
You
like,
took that one calf to the butcher, right?
Well, that was my next update, Cody. Thanks for ruining
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. No,
look, I'm weaving a narrative here.
You said nobody got injured. I thought we were past it. You were going to take him.
I'm just going to mute and eat my bacon.
I thought you were going to say you're going to mute me.
Well, I'm about to. No, I'll just. But yeah, so the update on the
bacon.
The one that did have the injured front leg did not improve. It actually got worse. I think he tried to get up. And then when I was looking at him one day, it had become compound fracture. No healing that.
Can't come back from that.
So we loaded him up, and which was quite the ordeal to load up a 300-plus pound steer with no leg to walk on. So, I mean, it had it, but it was not usable.
But he could walk. I mean, you were able to take him to the processor.
Yeah.
And he walked.
Yeah.
Walked in there.
Walked in. Yeah. So we got it. We were able to get him up. Like, you can, I had to pick him up basically by his head and like let him get stable on one leg. And
yeah. I mean, it's obvious what was wrong with him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he had some neurological thing.
No, or whatever. Yeah. It wasn't mad cow disease or anything. But, so yeah, unfortunately, I mean, he was destined for a burger eventually anyway, but just a little sooner than we planned. Yeah.
But a few.
Yeah.
Few hundred more pounds.
A few hundred more pounds would have been good.
But right.
It is what it is. And then, actually, I've told you guys. So, Tyler up in PA?
Mm-hmm.
Ohio? Was it Ohio or PA?
It was PA. We had quite the thread going about that.
We did, yeah. So, I like, you know, not a like cheap purchase. And I'm like weighing the options over Christmas. I'm like, and then she was like, oh, they're sold. Okay, fine. Took the stress of like making the call. Well, then I think it was Christmas Day, I think.
I guess right around Christmas, you messaged us. I think
it was Christmas Day, and they came back up. Like, the guy bailed or whatever.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I said, it's a Christmas miracle. They're back. It's a sign. Well, I screwed around too long because I was on vacation, visiting family. Now they're gone.
The second time.
I didn't get that.
They were nice-looking cows. I mean, by the Facebook pictures.
Yeah, they looked good, and I think I missed out a little bit there, but...
Yeah, well, there's lots of cows.
There's more cows where that came from.
Yeah.
So.
Not where those came from. That was all of them.
Well, that was. They're selling the whole herd. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be looking around. If anybody's listening has some cows I need to get rid of,
you would get a guest spot if you would donate presents, some cows to us.
I'm not
riding up to that. That was a
you want to donate some cows?
Big donate.
And then I don't have to pay for it.
Maybe we don't want cows. Somebody would want to donate though.
Well, it'd probably be like a bottle calf, and
I prefer not. They probably want more than just a shout out on the next podcast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, guess spot. Have the last piece of bacon spot. Here.
That's true.
That's not going to happen.
But yeah, that's about all my farm update. Obviously, new year now. Starting off good. We're just diving in. We're doing 75 hard, if anybody's familiar with that.
I am not.
We're only 3 days in, and it's so far it's not that hard. But I feel like week 3, 4, and beyond, it's going to start getting...
There's a workout regimen.
More difficult. Well, so it's more of a... If you listen to a guy who invented it, Andy Frazella, it's more of a mental... Like training, mental toughness kind of thing. More like discipline minded instead of just being like a weight loss or fitness thing. Granted, I need to lose a couple pounds, so that's okay. But yeah, you got to drink. Obviously, you could follow like a certain diet. You don't have to pick like anything, but you follow a diet, whatever that is. No alcohol.
Whoa. What? You just brought back a bunch of your favorite beer.
Yeah, you want one?
From Carolina.
I'm not going to drink it right now.
I was going to say, how are you going
to... 75 days, it's going to have to sit there. I gave some of it away. Like, my brother got some for Christmas. I gave my dad some. Another guy that goes to our gym, I gave him a little bit. A strong possibility that the two of you leave with a few of them today.
That can be arranged.
Open one now if you want. Get that sound effect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no alcohol. For 75 days, drink a gallon of water a day, which has been probably the easiest part so far because I'm not drinking anything else until Friday when I go pick up my new raw milk.
Oh, yeah, me too. I got to pick up this week.
Nice. Ooh. Let's go.
Milk date.
Yeah.
That's weird. Milk date.
You got to read.
Look for somebody I know at that pickup. I'm like, I'm going to bump into somebody sometime. This week it'll be you.
That'll be it. Yeah. You got to read 10 pages of a book.
Okay.
And it has to be nonfiction, like something that's not just like Harry Potter or whatever.
No.
And then you work out twice a day. Each workout has to be 45 minutes at least.
No.
And one has to be outside. Regardless of weather, like it's raining, snowing. Like the first day, the other day was snowing. It's still cold, obviously snow on the ground.
That's a big checklist.
Yeah. But it's not been bad so far. So the hardest thing is to get the second workout in, like especially when it's you know, in the afternoon or something, and it's 28 degrees and the weather's not the best, you're like, I don't want to go out there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Nice.
Cool, man. Nice.
Who's next? I feel like hesitating today.
We were staring at each other to...
Mine are really short updates. So we've had... Man, the weather has been, like, changed dramatically since we last recorded.
You could say psychotic.
Yeah. So it went from... I mean, we had days was pushing 70 degrees and sunny. It was awesome. So I worked on the fence, got one whole, like, line of posts in. Got all my wire stretched for, like, straight line for the initial putting posts in. All the corners and stuff are done. So got a lot of that done right before Christmas. And then, nothing much else. Just keeping everybody fed and watered. Just got those few piglets and the steers are eating a lot of hay now, too.
Yeah.
And
are your chickens giving you eggs?
Yeah. They just started laying right before winter came in.
Not the roosters, though.
Nope.
No, they're just being annoying, such as roosters do. Yeah, they're laying, and we're trying to get them to not lay in the dog's house because the dog's in there with them, but it's cold enough. We put her house in. And
okay.
So I go in there and chase them out and
Right. Put
something over it during the day when it's not real cold. But the last couple of days have been cold and windy. I just left it open.
Tell you from experience, you kick them out of that doghouse or any structure, they will stop laying.
Well, that was so we had two blue eggs every day in the doghouse. Kicked them out. No more blue eggs. Yeah. So, you know, what are you going to do? So, and that's the boys' egg project.
Right.
So... In all actuality, a lot of their eggs have been getting fed to the pigs because they just sit out there and it's cold. And I'm like, I don't know if these froze or what. So I'm like, I'll just give them to the piglets. They need it. And I mean, I don't know. What do we have? Like six or something a day. So that's plenty of eggs for us right now. Although we did make a bunch of deviled eggs for holidays. So that's good. But we cooked one of our hams for Christmas. That was good. Good time.
Did you ever sell any of the rest of your whole turkeys?
No, I got some whole turkeys out there.
Okay.
Anybody wants any?
Yeah, well, they're not out there. They're in the freezer.
Yeah, they're in our freezer, yep, safe. We sold a few for Christmas, but that was
Figured you would sell at least a few, yeah.
Yeah, the market before Christmas, I mean, I know we've talked about this in the past market stuff, but, like, it was unbelievable. Like, we broke our average for a summer market,
yeah.
And it's only half as long, and it's... way outside of town. I mean, it's just different. And it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the best pre-Christmas market we've ever had. Same. I mean, all the other vendors were talking about it even last week. So
yeah, ours was really good.
Maybe that carries through. And do you have enough to stock till?
Oh, we're going to run out of lots of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost out of most of our, like, a lot of our cuts of chicken. We're out of wings.
Yeah.
So...
What are they going to do for the Super Bowl?
Cancel all them Super Bowl parties.
That's crazy.
Or eat turkey wings. We got lots of those.
Mm, yeah.
No, actually, I don't have very many of those either. But anyway.
I was trying to think of Super Bowl. I don't follow. When's the Super Bowl?
February.
Okay. Yeah. You could have told me it already happened. I thought it did.
Well, I just know because we looked it up. And I do try to keep track of it for
that makes sense.
What to bring to the market to before it.
Sure.
But, like, ribs and wings we're out of, so that's, like, the two things that usually go for Super Bowl stuff.
Be a good day to make burgers. Come see us.
Yeah.
I got plenty of ground beef left.
If you want chicken livers or gizzards, come see us.
We'll get an interesting Super Bowl party.
There's chicken gizzards for everybody. Make some pate and some, fried gizzards.
You can do, like, buffalo chicken gizzards.
You could. You could do, like, you could do, like, a... Yeah.
I suppose you could do anything.
Buffalo sauce.
Would it be good, though?
Buffalo cauliflower is really good.
Dude.
I mean, I know you and vegetables. I know. Have you tried it, though?
I have. And it's gross. It's not gross. I shouldn't say it's gross. But it's like a waste of my time.
I agree. But I really tell myself I'm doing something good for me in that moment.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. That's the trap that, like, vegetarians and vegans get in. Of, like, I did something healthy because it was buffalo cauliflower. Like, it's freaking battered and deep fried in seed oils.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good about myself now.
And then you cover it in ranch.
That's seed oils.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I've been there, done that. But like.
So I'm half of a vegetarian now.
Yeah. You're but half, like, I had a friend. I say had a friend. who was vegan. And they were like, you go to like Whole Foods or something, you get these like packages of like, whether they're chips or cookies or freaking donuts. And it's like, they're vegan. And it's like, one, they're going to suck because they don't have any like actual food in them.
I agree.
Yeah. So they're all processed junk. And then it's like, you're just trying to make yourself feel better by being quote unquote vegan, but you're eating trash.
Yeah. It's the same. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
New year, new me. I'm like not holding my opinions back.
All right.
I like it.
I can see it.
I just don't want to be in crosshairs.
Yeah, you just were.
a couple times on this episode already. There was a glare coming my way.
So
I'm going to watch myself.
Yeah, for as far as updates, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I'll go. I've got a few. I'll try not to. One of you just give me a look if I'm going too deep on any one of them. So a few things.
Now you're good.
Go for it.
I brought, you remember a while back, I told you I saw a rat down at the barn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I picked up a pair of male barn cat kittens.
Oh, nice.
From another buddy. Shout out Devin at Red Brush Ranch.
Ooh, with the hoodie on and everything.
You see that?
That's a cool logo.
Thanks. Well, that's not mine.
No, but his logo.
Devin, cool logo.
I think this thing just broke.
So, yeah, after we'll recover. We had a little glitch there. I don't feel like we should try to hide that. But we're back. I was mentioning I got those two kittens. So they have been integrated into the barn. Gave them a few days in there by themselves with the doors closed so they know where their food is at. Excuse me.
Know where home is.
They know where home is now. They're doing good. Their names are Bernard and Wallace.
Nice. Where'd you come up with those names?
I just wanted old man names.
Oh.
And I picked Wallace, and my wife picked Bernard.
But did you guys just watch the Santa Claus with Tim Allen? The
one else, you know, we did watch that over break. Maybe that's where she got it.
That was my point.
I didn't even put two and two together.
It's the only Bernard I know of.
Yeah, I wanted Bernard to be Larry and Wallace. But anyway, it's whatever. They're barn cats. They're there.
Could have done Michael Wallace.
You could call him B&W, B-Dub.
That's true.
The team.
We'll go with that. Okay. So, along with the kittens being in the barn, so you were talking about the weather being, you know, nice and then bad, and it's been all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm trying to head off a problem before it starts again. I encounter a little bit each year where we're getting this nasty, muddy crud, and I don't want the sheep wading in it. So, I brought them up into the barn and set up their area, put down fresh straw, everything in there. And some fresh hay. So the sheep have been camping out in the barn now for a little over a week. Plenty of room to move around, so nobody think they're... I can just picture that email. Well, you keep your sheep in a barn and they can't even walk. There's plenty of room. Okay.
This is spacious.
Yeah, you were there. Okay, so sheep are in the barn. Kittens are in the barn. I recently completed... task I talked about a while back. I mounted my sheep truck box. I sent y'all a picture of it so you could.
Yes.
The truck bed box.
Instagram.
Yeah. Has been. I'll take a better one.
Okay. You throw it up then.
I'll throw it up. Okay. I'm not good at posting stuff on the Instagram.
I thought the picture was fine.
Yeah, obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I modified it a little bit. I showed it to a buddy and he said, yeah, you might want to sled those feet on the backside a little bit so it slides a little better.
Oh, that's smart.
It was. He's good for that. So I cut some angles into those. But anyway, the truck bed box is sitting on essentially a pallet frame that I built out of 4x4s as the frame material and 2x4 slats. Seeing my buddies how his was set up. So now I can lift it and put it in the truck bed all with my tractor, which is good because I've got a couple rams I need to move around in the next day or two. So that'll be getting used. I threw a new heavy-duty tarp over it and secured it down so I don't wind up with anybody sneezing or runny nose from getting hauled in this winter wonderland we're currently experiencing. I noticed yesterday, no, a couple days ago, blinking a solid light on a GFCI plug in the basement. Mm. Couldn't figure that out. Went down, realized, though, that I had a water tub frozen over that shouldn't have been frozen over. And then I got thinking, this outdoor receptacle that this extension cord is plugged into should not be on this same breaker that my basement bathroom is on, but apparently it is.
Oh, that's fine. So, always fine. I love finding out when, like,
somebody messed up.
Something's unrelated and they're connected.
Yeah. It's like,
why are these two things on there?
Yeah, yeah, that's our outside outlet and bathroom are on the same one.
Yeah.
So when I ran heat stuff off of the outside, and if you, like, plugged in a hairdryer, it would trip the whole bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing is, though, the last 2 or 3 years, I've used... I have to use a couple of extension cords to go down, and then I split them in this waterproof, weatherproof box to put a de-icer, one on either side of this fence line, one typically where the rams are, one where the ewes are. No issue whatsoever. And now, this year, with just one of them plugged in, it's tripping that GFCI almost instantly. So I don't know.
So I had two of those de-icers, and one of mine started acting up to where it was, I had it in the pigs thing, and like it was shocking them when they touched the nipple, like this metal nipple on the bottom of the barrel to drink out of it. So I did, it could be just, well, they wouldn't be could drinking be water because it'd be, I mean, it may be a wear item.
One of them's a little cheap gray one, which doesn't do very good thawing out anyway. The other one's the high dollar one from Premier One with that maroon cap. I hope it's not. That thing's like $70 now.
Yeah. I was pricing new ones the other day.
I might have to grab a new one, see if that does it. So, yeah, I'm dealing with some electrical issues, which has involved a couple times having to bust open some ice. But I did learn that sheep in confinement in the barn on hay drink a lot of water. Sheep out in the open don't drink a lot of water.
Well, they get more moisture from the grass, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I think my 26 ewes put down 70. No, I had two 40-gallon tubs, so 80 gallons, and they drank probably all but 2 or 3 gallons of it in 3 days. A lot of water.
Yeah.
For sheep. Anyway, so I got that done. I had a buddy come over. I'm trying a new, as I'm approaching and starting this last trimester of pregnancy on the ewes, is typically when I start them on a little bit of a light feed ration.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine that I buy some hay from offered up, he said, hey, I can mix you up some feed from our place. So I said, sure, I'm all about that and not going to the feed store. So he mixed up 1,000 pounds for me to try. I think it's 14% protein. I'm typically feeding 16. So we'll see kind of how they do on that. But yeah, it really dawned on me that here I am at the last trimester of it, and I usually have all of the winter feed stowed away, and I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it. And then you both made me think of this, and I hinted at it when interrupted when Ryan was talking. My
rudely interrupted. Yeah.
My roosters. So I noticed my last batch of chicks that we'd hatched out of our, I think the proper name is barnyard mixes. They're chicken mutts.
Scientific name.
Yeah. Chicken mutts.
I like chicken mutts better.
Yeah. I just termed that one. So there was 5 of those chicks that made it. 3 of the 5 decided to be roosters and recently started showing their colors. Still had good behavior and attitudes. Nothing like that video of Tyler's boy getting run down by one.
That video's out of context.
It was great.
There was a lot of taunting going on before that.
Yeah. That's the classic internet.
Two-sided argument, though.
You don't show the cause, you just show the end.
Right.
Yeah, so it looks like the rooster's fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got thinking, you know, I'm going to take those 3 roosters out. And holidays are around, so what better reason to make a little Christmas dinner out of them? So my boy and I went down about a week ago and caught the three roosters off the roost and separated them that night, butchered them the next morning. And about backyard poultry, and you've seen YouTube videos on it, I just used the cut method, you know, in a kill cone. And I did the first one, and Huck was there with me, and he goes, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to go wait behind the tree. Just tell me when the next two are done." I said, "All right." I'm not going to force him, but he goes, "Oh, Dad." So anyway, but he was a big help. We, Buddy Lance let me borrow his plucker.
Man, it's good for bacon, good for plucker. He's a good buddy.
Lance done a little bit of everything. He's got it. He's got it going on. We'll get him on here sometime, and the other listeners can.
A few more packs of bacon he might earn.
There's a level. He hasn't hit that level yet. Donation.
So anyway, we got the roosters all handled and got them processed, and then ended up breaking out the turkey fryer, doing some farm fresh fried chicken.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was good.
I thought you were talking about scalding them in the turkey fryer. Then you,
No. Well, we a different scalding pot, on a turkey fryer that. But it was slick. I'd never actually done the full at-home butchering. I've just taken the meat birds off before.
Yeah.
But it went, pretty daggone smooth.
Nice.
When you got That's the good. Equipment. And there wasn't much to it.
How old were the roosters?
4 months.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah. Feathers come out pretty easy, and they probably taste pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Or texture-wise, I guess, more.
I didn't have, so I'm looking up the recipes. I always Google, Mamaw's fried chicken. You know, I want something good like that.
Did you Google Mamaw?
Yeah, I don't expect my Mamaw to have her recipe on Google.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Never know. Well, she doesn't know how to do an underscore.
Last time. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, I just listened to it yesterday.
Over Christmas break, I got with Mamaw on her iPad. I'm like, here, we're going to sign you up for the podcast. Nice. So she's a listener now.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Shout out to Mamaw.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome, Mamaw.
Yeah.
She earned a guest spot.
She did. She's permanent seat. Anyway, so the roosters are done. Feed bill lightened up a little bit, which is good because out of my 20 hens, I'm getting one egg a day. let me take it back. Yesterday, we got two.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, there's 100% light. Improved. There's light at the end of the tunnel here.
There you go.
So there's a few factors. We've got young birds, right, that should be starting. But so that's one factor. Length of day is short.
Yeah.
And it's cold. But I picked up at the store, I picked up a little string of LED lights that run off a little solar panel. So I'm going to fix them up to the roof in the coop and see if I can't trick them into laying a little bit. A lot of people like to give them the winter off, you know?
Yeah.
I got birds molting, and I get that. They're working on feathers, but there's plenty of them out there that are just freeloading right now.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
No. Look what happened to the roosters.
Yeah. You think they would learn.
Yeah. They're not immune to that.
Yeah. That big chicken brain has got a lot of learning in there.
I was looking at mine right now, the ones that are left, and think, are they, wondering where, No. Most of their friends are at.
I don't think chickens wander. They wander around.
Yeah. Well, so I had some leftover parts after the butcher deal, and which I gave Maeve a heart or two or some liver and a chicken foot. Mm. And I don't remember if it was my wife or one of the kids said, "Whoa, I don't know. You think you should be giving that to Maeve?" I said, "I think maybe if I give it to her in parts." Maeve, by the way, if you're a new listener, is my guard dog who has some issues learning which animals she's allowed to protect and which ones she's allowed to eat. But I think if I do it in parts, she's okay.
I don't know. That foot made me nervous. That's
didn't.
I mean, they all have feet. They can see it. She can't see their heart.
I'll have to count the feet in the bag that I put in the freezer.
Because you're talk about your chickens in the field.
Fairly obvious.
Sure she didn't take a foot.
See if one's just hopping around. No, maybe I haven't fed her a foot yet, but I know I gave her some organ meat.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think about with the chickens, if you people give their eggs back or whatever, but you don't want to
right
let it look like an egg.
True.
I don't know.
Well, okay.
Especially if you don't have rollaway boxes. Bam.
Yeah. Or if you Shout do and they just lay random places.
So
that aren't in the box.
That's true.
They, my coop isn't full, but a few of the hens are sleeping in the nest box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you'll have that.
And my coop has a hinged lid. It's kind of heavy because it's that big full chickshaw thing. But I need to, I guess, start going down there of an evening and flipping up the roost bar.
Be down there like at daylight to open it. That's the worst. But you could, yeah. I mean, when I, yeah. Wow. You can do lots of different ways.
So many thoughts.
They make things, I know. So they make a thing called a perch popper that you just mount on there, and it's like a timer thing, and it'll just. It like
shoots the bird off of it?
No.
No, it pops your
You I go just, get the
I
eggs.
I just pictured a bird sitting in that nest box going,
yeah.
Popping it up on the seat.
That would be funny. So it.
Perch pop. I'm going to look it up.
When you. Yeah, it, and I think it. It's not. It's the other brand of nest boxes, but I'm sure you could figure out how to put it on there. But
retrofit.
So, yeah, it's like you go out, collect your eggs, because they don't. I mean, after. You know, whatever time of day, like if you shut that thing before dark, just right. Come out of there,
right?
And they can't get in. And then sometime throughout the night, it'll just like it just has. I keep just showing you the motion, pops, but it like has a little
it
plunger
pops
thing
the perch,
that pops
not
out
the bird
in it. Yeah, it mounts on the side and it pushes the perch back open.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So our dog and was like sleeping in there instead of in our doghouse because you know more company, I guess. I don't know. And kept shutting the perch because she would like lay up against it.
Okay.
So
you needed a dog popper.
Shooed her out of there. I didn't shoot her.
It's a little bit of a harsh
So we shut the big door so she can't get back in. Yeah.
Right.
Because she has her own house. But,
okay.
Yeah. And you were talking about feed. So we have those, one of those, like a range feeder is what they're called. So it's like a gravity feeder for the chickens. I use it for the turkeys, but I just got it in with the egg chickens right now. And it has a like a lid that goes on it that has a rain shield all the way around.
Okay,
it's rain.
Yeah.
And it's big enough that the chickens can get in and eat because they go under it. Well, it kept coming off. And I'm like, what in the world's going on here? And it was the dog. But I never caught her in the act. So I didn't know it was her for sure.
Okay.
So I thought, well, maybe the wind's blowing it off. I never had it blow off before. So I finally saw her doing it one day, and after I yelled at her, and she knew, like, oh, I probably shouldn't do this anymore. Mm. But then she did it again. So
she's
just
wearing it like a cone of shame.
No, because she knew. Like, as soon as I walked in there, she just put her head down and went away, far away from me.
Yep.
And she could just tell by the tone of my voice I wasn't happy. So,
sure.
But I had to drive, like, posts around it so she can't lift it off now. Because she'd open it and then eat the chicken's feed.
Yeah.
And it would rain in it and get all nasty. So, yeah. Anyway, it's all the things you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Animals.
Expect the unexpected. Well, that's mainly my updates.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been, as we haven't met for a minute, there's been a lot going on. Those were the ones that kind of came to my mind anyway. So people are liking the news stories that we're doing.
Well, do they have a treat today?
We do.
Yeah.
I found a good one. I stopped
after
that one.
It'd be funny if we all have the same one. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Awesome. It would.
All right, on the count of three, let's all say it.
Who wants to go first?
You.
Me?
No, yeah. He just was talking. Let's do somebody else.
Okay. Get a break.
Why are you looking at me, Tyler?
I don't know. I can go first.
Okay, I've got two.
I'm starting with my good one. Then.
I've got two.
While you're starting, I'm going to take half of the last
just
piece of bacon.
Dude, oh, just
somebody's
it.
Taking it.
Just crush it.
Just take it.
Just crush it.
Okay.
So, where was the big one? All right. Now, this is I think this is the second time I've brought a Wired News article in.
Oh, nice. I don't know. I don't know the source of mine.
Let me not loading.
Oh, boy. We got to work on prep.
I tried to get it ready before. So the gist of the story is that researchers are fusing, I don't know what word to use, but are implanting pig genes.
I'm already mad.
Into soybeans to improve the flavor of soy-based meat.
So
bacon-flavored.
Wait, hold on. They're implanting the pig gene into the soybeans.
Mm-hmm. So they can grow soybeans and harvest them and make pig flavored.
So the vegans
vegan
want
food
something
tastes
that
better.
Tastes more like meat.
Yeah.
But I don't think a vegan can eat it because it was made from a pig.
They don't.
But
care.
Who are they going to market
the
it to?
They don't care.
Vegans just prepare. I'm going to put you on blast.
Have you ever seen these videos?
I would imagine there's not a lot of vegans listen to our
podcast. We'll take freaking soybeans or whatever, like some junk product that you wouldn't normally ingest.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're making tofu is a good one. They're making
faux turkey.
Fried chicken or faux turkey or making this fake hamburger. And it looks like it almost, they use beets or something. It looks like it's got like a little bit of blood juice coming out of it.
Okay.
It's like, if you're trying that hard to make something be a regular
something
food.
Something else.
Then you should probably just go try to eat the regular food. Like,
if you're eating.
Because I don't ever try to make my hamburger look like a chunk of tofu. Like, because I don't want to eat that.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't want to eat that. So I don't eat that.
I'm with you.
So you'll just have to trust me on the details of this article. But
I don't.
That's it. I mean, it's. Well, it's not working. Your internet's broke, Ryan, apparently.
Are you even on the Wi-Fi, dude?
Yeah. It's not working.
Okay.
Weird. Cool. Weird. So anyway, that was my article.
Pig jeans.
No extra info on it.
I'm not a fan.
But that's enough. Well, yeah, who is?
Any gene modification, really, in any way, I'm against.
Yeah.
How's that last piece of bacon, Cody?
It was good. I'm just telling you it's your turn because I'm mid-chew.
No, that's cool. I jump into my first one. Because I have, unless you guys want to go unfarm-related, I got two. I got farm-related and non-farm-related.
It's your call.
Whatever.
You steer this ship.
You don't want that. We'll be down some rabbit holes. So mine is from the Financial Times, actually, was where I found the actual article.
I don't do a lot of reading there.
Nor do I. But I went and found the article because I saw a snippet of it on, like, Twitter. I don't know what we call it.
Twix.
I like Twix. I actually kind of like Twix.
Oh, I like Twix.
So I saw like a snippet of it.
What, were we talking about candy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let me go find the actual article to make sure it's like an actual article and not just some like Twitter Twix post that somebody made up, right? Like, because you could put it. I mean, you could put anything on there, whether it's real or not. So it's from across the old pond.
Oh, that's where mine was from, the UK as well.
Well, you failed to mention that.
Well, I tried, but I didn't open the article and I got all flustered.
So, yeah, this one, it actually was from, like, August, so we're a little behind. But it's, I've actually heard this in multiple countries. Irish farmers are being pressured to cull up to 200,000 cows to meet, quote-unquote, I'm used to air quotes here, climate goals.
Methane stuff.
So I have my opinion, and I have a tie-in with this, but let's hear your opinion.
Well, I'm inclined to think it's due to methane, right, and ozone issues. I thought that's been debunked that it's not actually that big of a...
It's not.
You're going to get me on the angry train that you're on.
Let's go. What are you... I mean, like...
No, I don't...
You guys look dumbfounded.
Well, no, it's keeping it to where we don't have to check the explicit box when we put out the podcast. I don't think I can go too deep on that one. I'm not going to buy it. But did you read the rest of it? Is there more, or we're going off headline?
We're headline cruising.
Okay.
I did see something that was like, and they're also predominantly dairy cows, which I think is a lot of what Ireland produces anyway. But, Where am I going to get my butter from? I get Kerrygold butter from there all the time. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand like the argument. I mean, of like confinement dairy is a contributing thing to pollution. I get that. So it's more like the whole, you know, whoever came up with the, it's not the cow, it's the how kind of thing.
Ooh, nice.
But like,
it's a Will Harris quote, I think.
I don't know. But
anyway.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, What are we doing here? I mean,
what are we doing?
Is that what's that going to fix?
It's where a brain full of nothing but soybean-based knowledge gets you.
Pork flavored.
Think of
soybean.
How to rid this planet of cows.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. You want me to hop on one?
No. So I've got more for that.
Go ahead.
I think it's got even more to do with controlling the food supply.
I could see that.
So part of the reason why I'm here doing this is because food independence, I think, is a big important issue these days.
Right.
I mean, how many articles have you guys seen in the last year of like chicken house catches fire and burns up all that? You know, there was a big cattle barn in Texas, I think, last year that burned up 500,000 cows or something like that. Yep. And
there was a string of them there for a little while.
There was too many in a row, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it just was weird. Now, accidents happen, obviously. Like, things happen.
The frequency interval of those, though, was a little...
But my tie into this...
Yeah.
I'll pull a picture back up so I can read it. This is where I saw it on Twix.
Okay.
Next to that article was another statement here. So everybody knows about the American buffalo that are no more, right?
Like, sure.
Or very minimal. Mm-hmm. So this one says, in 1873 in Buffalo, in 1 year, to starve the Native Americans so that they would become more dependent on the American government for food.
Yeah.
And so that's where my brain takes me and links these two of like,
yeah,
they want you to eat bugs.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Want you cricket eat milk.
Cricket milk or whatever the heck. I don't know how you milk a cricket.
I watched a YouTube video.
You gotta disturb me.
I'm kidding.
I want to see that. But yeah. So
somebody's ears perked up there and they're like, I'm listening.
If you're getting your food from big supply chains, just, I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of stuff about 2024. Be ready. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to keep it calm.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So
PG
these rated. Irish farmers need to be introduced to this Michigan project that's going on that I just found an article about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're live searching.
No, I found this article, but it related. I wasn't going to share this one, but it makes sense now.
Yeah.
So they, hold on here. Let's see.
Who's they, though?
Who are they, though?
Anonymous.
Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan.
Oh, all Gretchen.
I thought that would get everybody going. Well, I'm getting this from, hold on, I got to read this one. Bridge, Michigan, Michigan's nonpartisan, nonprofit news source. That's where this article is from, in case you're wondering. So they're working on how to create energy from cattle waste.
Okay.
So there we go.
Yeah.
I'm not against that.
Problem solved. Keep the cows alive.
Yeah.
We'll make poop fuel or whatever we're doing here.
Might want to remarket that poop a little fuel. Bit. Like,
I mean, it's kind of like your diesel truck takes...
I don't have by all the DEF, the urea. That's just
pig urine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Similar.
Well,
I mean, doesn't it contribute to the fuel of the vehicle?
You know what that stuff does is it makes the exhaust smell terrible.
Yeah,
it smells like pig urine.
Burning
probably.
Pig urine.
So, yeah, they're working. I mean, it's processed. I don't know. We'll see. They're using lots of money of taxpayer money in Michigan to figure it out.
But, yeah. Fun. But, yeah, I mean, it might surprise you guys, but my opinion is cows are not causing... quote unquote climate change.
The death of our planet.
And I think the government should bugger off, as they say across
back
the
off.
Pond.
Yeah.
Bugger off.
All right.
Cody, what's your
you ready for you want a title or the picture?
Both.
The picture
is not gonna help anybody but the two of us.
I think it will. Okay. You're right.
Yeah, so do the title and then show us.
Title's called All By Myself. Celine Dion and a sheep. Okay. Now, let me tie it in.
Oh. My goodness.
So, yeah.
I hope there's a, is there an audio clip of this?
There is.
We can't copy it.
And they do have Celine singing.
Did she make this?
I don't think she knows she was singing for the sheep. Mm. But in keeping with the across the pond theme, mine is...
she's from Canada, but...
Well, the sheep isn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Right. Lots more sheep outside of
me.
Yeah, that's your job.
All right. So it said at the base of a cliff of a Scottish coast lived an abandoned sheep.
Sounds beautiful.
For years. It does.
It's like a fairy tale.
It's quite picturesque when we watch the video after the recording. So they think that this sheep rolled, and I have issues already, but they said they think at a young age this sheep rolled down this embankment, which it's Scotland, so it's rocky.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah, well.
I'm thinking a sheep would die from hitting rock, break a leg.
As well, they're prone to die from.
Hank Williams Jr. fell off a cliff.
I almost said this sheep Hank Williams Jr. did down a cliff, but I didn't. That went through my head.
If you're listening and don't know that story, go look it up.
It's a really sad thing, but he made it out.
And he did fine. No.
So they found out who his real friends were.
That's right.
And they were all in Alabama. Okay,
Tracy Lawrence. Anyway, go ahead.
I'll wait. You two can go ahead.
I'm done.
No. So they've dubbed this sheep Fiona, as one does. And they
Shrek
said
fan.
They said Fiona actually lived in a cave. Should I give some?
Lived in a cave?
From WRAL News. They said Fiona actually lived in a cave for at least 2 years.
How can you know that?
It seemed like the sheep was doing fine. Guess why did they have to intervene in this?
I know. So some locals.
I've got a related.
Some locals had found the sheep and were checking in on it. But it was actually, quote, rescued by some farmers in the area. And there's an actual, I noticed in the video, one of the people that rescued it was, there's a guy with a YouTube page called The Sheep Game. Cammy Wilson is his name. He was one of the people that rescued it. They brought it in, sheared off 20-something pounds of wool off of it. It was overdue for shearing. But when they sheared it off, it wasn't a skinny sheep. Wasn't in bad shape. It looked great. But they said, yeah, we're going to give it, you know, a good home now. But I like the title, mainly. I'll
buy myself.
But, nice. So yeah, they took, like y'all said, they took a sheep that was living a glorious life.
Yeah, he was just kind of
doing its own thing. It showed the cave.
The grid.
Had it decked out as a nice little sheep pad and kind of doing its own thing. Put it on a farm, which I'm sure, yeah, it's going
to probably fine.
It's going to love it there. It's going to be other sheep friends.
It won't be by itself food, anymore.
No longer by itself. But it made me think also.
Was the song just the pun, or they actually?
Yeah, it was just the pun.
Okay. I thought it was
part of the story, and it like lured it out by them playing the.
That's song. How they. Oh, it was an attention grab, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that you hit the nail. I don't know this fella's YouTube channel here, but it's on YouTube. So I feel like you did it for the YouTube. You think?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there was videos made of it. Yeah. But they said the locals are now, or some activists are in uproar about taking the sheep from its natural. I'm like,
don't
first
they
of
know
all,
they're giving sheep away in Australia? We learned a few episodes
right?
ago,
dude.
Right, right.
These people
still waiting on my ship.
Put them on a boat.
So, but yeah, check that one out. It was interesting. We're gonna watch the video after the recording here. But
yeah, it was a joke. I know you can actually like literally ship a sheep from Australia. It's not feasible. I just wanted to make that clear. Right. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Before you get people.
Well, if you can take an emotional support animal on an airplane, could you not? Have
the emotional support lamb.
Like 40 emotional support lambs that need seats on an airplane?
Yeah.
It's probably not.
It's 2024. There's an argument to be made for it.
Yeah, possible.
So, yeah, that was it made me think, though. Do y'all remember
when they cleaned the sheep, Dolly?
Well, I do remember that. Did you ever see the Somersville goat?
Yeah. Powell Mountain Goat.
Yeah, the Powell Mountain Goat. Did you see
it? No, I don't know. I'm
was on Route 19.
You heard about it?
Unawares.
Yeah, Route 19 going down to Somersville for years.
There was a big cut going down.
Down the mountain.
The mountain, yeah.
And you'd be driving by and just see a lone goat.
White goat.
One goat.
Just up there chewing its cud. happy as a clam. Mm-hmm. And it was a big thing. And I mean, the locals, it was a celebrity.
There's a Facebook page for it.
Yeah.
Still.
And there, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
my wife's family's from beyond Summersville right. area. And every time we drove down there, it's like what we did.
Do you know
we
what's there now? The mm-hmm. Yes. So the goat died.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, it over 10 years, I think.
Oh, it was when
a long time.
My wife and I started dating. That yeah. goat was there. So that was well over 10 years ago.
Made it on its own. Zero human intervention, as they do. yep. Now there's a metal, I don't call it a sculpture, just it's a like cutout. Like a metal cutout silhouette.
Painted white.
Yeah. Yep.
Bolted to the rock.
On the mountainside now. I'll have to check that out next time.
Down that way.
The big controversy was, I don't know if it's a big controversy, but on the Facebook page, which is, you know, everything on Facebook's a thing, was somebody like took a new goat out there and set it free to establish a new Powell yeah. Mountain goat.
Oh my gosh.
It was like a darker colored one. I remember we saw it one time.
Really?
Down that way. And then
I think they should.
I think it just kind of like took off or got ate by coyotes or something. I don't know what happened to it, but it wasn't there very long.
Goat was a survivor.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about it? There's a lot of coyotes in that area. That used to be in my trapping territory. And zero fence. Never got hit by a car.
Well, how was a coyote going to get to it? It was all in that rock cliff all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You have to look.
The sheep's living in a cave. I mean,
it's true. I don't know how many coyotes there are in the caves
in Scotland.
Scotland. I wasn't even going to try.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a hard one. That's a tough one. Your last name's McCartney. You should have it.
Yeah, well. If you ever met real people from Scotland, sometimes they're hard to understand.
Real people. not the pretend people.
No, I mean like people really from there. Not like fake people. Like, come on. But that real quick, that reminded me of this story I scrolled through. This has probably been a few months ago, but it was current news. Sorry. You got two articles that aren't current. But there was an Asian fella living on an uninhabited island. I think he was off the coast of like the Philippines or something like that.
Okay.
He was like 84 or something, like old. Been on the island, I guess, for like 60 plus years.
Shoot. Just
surviving, doing his thing.
Fine.
And when he was discovered to be on this island alone, then they were like, we got to save him.
Oh, no.
And so like they did. Whatever country this was, like the government came in and like, rescued him, quote unquote, to bring him back to civilization. And I'm like, the dude was clearly fine, like living on the island. And he said, like, he didn't want to go back, but like they forced him to go back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I wonder. Well,
he wasn't paying taxes. Probably is. That's probably why they needed.
He wasn't making much
enough to drive anybody to want to live on an island.
Earning much of an income out there either.
I wonder if there's a follow up story to that. Where
well, so the sheep, I'm like. 50-50 on him. Like, well, now he has friends and like that's kind of cool, but like the guy, I'm like, dude, leave the dude alone, he's fine.
Yeah,
especially if he communicated to them, he didn't want to.
Yeah, well, yeah, and if he wasn't like dying, he's clearly been there long enough to have established.
I thought you were gonna say it'd be himself. One of those things at the end where after 2 months of being back around people, he passed away.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Took him from his happy
wouldn't
place
be surprised.
But yeah.
You got one queued up there.
I got one related to the sheep story that my wife found this
musical
for us. No,
yeah.
No, there's
insert one.
There's some puns in it.
Okay,
so this is from Boston 25 News, your local station, not local to us, but it's local on the internet. So the headline says, "Caught on video, sheep escape from manger at Boston church on Christmas Eve," police say. I mean, it's caught on video. I don't put the police say part on there. But
so instead of a way in a manger, it's a way from a manger. So,
two sheep were temporarily on the lam when they escaped a Boston church on Christmas Eve.
Shepherds apparently weren't watching their flocks.
Well, shepherds were a little preoccupied at this moment. St. Mary's Church, around 3 p.m., they just took off. And there's some video of them, like, running down the sidewalks and stuff.
Hey.
Just cracked me up.
What was it? I think early on, I was contacted about somebody was wanting some sheep to do the, what do they call the sheep version of calf roping or
mutton busting.
Oh,
mutton
busting.
Yeah, I was you're, sought out.
Yeah, you, for that. You need them big woolly, mean looking ones.
That's, and I selfishly, I didn't want to put my sheep through that kind of stress. That's if you've never witnessed it, I'm sure there's some YouTube videos on mutton busting. It's just little kids trying to do
Hang on.
Basically, the kid version of bull riding. So
it's pretty entertaining.
My
50% of Tyler's children did it.
Yeah, my boys both stood in line for a long time to do it, and one did it. Yeah, and it was fun. Yeah,
it was cool to watch. It was fun. Yeah. It was like more interesting, like knowing someone, right? Like,
right.
Than just, I mean, it's still entertaining though, when they're little kids and they hang on, and 90% of the time they fall off, hit the dirt, and cry.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, my nephew did it back in their hometown. I think he got a little trophy. Is that a sport where everybody gets a trophy?
We did not get a trophy, but this is Preston County. We're hard up there. We don't give trophies for nothing.
No participation. Not even a ribbon.
I mean, I've seen them where they've given out like a little buckle or something to the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Preston County, they give out a post-it note. So, thanks. Thanks.
No, you for sign coming. A waiver that says you're not going to sue us if you get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And he had to take his boots off to make weight.
Oh, really?
A weight limit.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's funny. Oh, the guy was like, just take them boots off. You'll be fine. He's like, yeah, you're good. That's fine.
Like a wrestler in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, we need a hamburger. I'm like, let's wait till after.
Yeah. Gonna make weight. Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know. I guess it makes sense that you can't put like meat on a sheep.
Yeah. Although some of those sheep were
some stout,
big
stout sheep.
Biggins, yeah. Yeah. That's
nice. I've got one more, but it's a little, it's like only half related to farming.
Okay.
But I guess since I mentioned it, I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to expose myself a little here. Not like physically, but.
Thank you.
We're on audio. They'll be fine.
Well, they will.
So I was scrolling the Twix again. This is another Twix.
Yeah.
And it was a post made by a video game developer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So admittedly, Tyler grew up with me. Like, he knows I've grew up playing video games and stuff. Like, I still do every now and then.
Right.
Just like a lot less frequent than I used to.
Same.
Nerds. Oh, sorry.
That slipped out.
So there's this game so this is not to single out this game, but it's a game called Starfield. It's about exploring space and,
if you say so,
doing all this stuff. Right. So
sorry.
They posted a thing.
He's done now.
And it was like them celebrating like people buying it and playing it, right?
Okay.
But like, I took it in a completely different direction because the post said 22, and I think it was like almost a half, 22 and like a half million hours have been spent, because I can track all that stuff now because everything's online.
Right.
Of people like playing the game. And I just was like, holy crap. Like, what could we have done as a civilization with 22 and a half million hours of like labor or time on video games? I get it. Like, if it's darker, especially in the wintertime, there's a little more downtime, right? Something to kill some time.
I don't know what this downtime you guys speak of.
Oh, come on. You got kids. I don't have kids yet. So,
I mean, I do constructive things like play guitar, develop skills. It's wasted.
Waste your time. No, I'm just kidding.
Trust me, it's just as nerdy.
Yeah, no. But so then I figured, like, if you add that up to all these other games and all these other, like, holy
Shnikes,
we're wasting a lot of labor.
Yeah.
That could be used for other stuff.
Yeah. That's Joel Salatin was saying that in my audiobook
the other day. What did he say about the thumbs atrophy? Like, you got really strong thumbs, but your fingers playing. It's in that, folks, this normal book. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like at an airport, sees a kid playing video games. Yeah.
But then, you like look at it, take construction projects seem to take longer than they ever used to. And like,
well, yeah, because nobody, anywhere you go, everybody's standing around looking at their phone.
Everybody's staring at their phone. Everybody's busy playing games. Or nobody wants to work.
Not working.
Yeah. Or recording one, not working.
That's what's nice about listening to podcasts, is you can still work while you're doing it.
That's my favorite.
I think so. Yeah, my kids are of that age where a couple of them have phones now. The amount of times they hear me say, put your phone down, let's go do this, or leave your phone up here. You don't need to carry that around with you in your pocket. It, like, listen, one day you're going to get it. You're going to be on board with it. I know right now it's just dad harping on you, but
well,
the
until
whole
they
tech
like
neck thing where necks chip, are being shifted forward now.
Until it's just implanted into your brain at some point. You can just link up.
It's bad. We're, my middle one doesn't have her phone right now. It's been
commandeered.
There's some, yeah. There's some learning going on.
Nice.
That reminds me of a guy like I knew who was really big. Remember Guitar Hero, like the big game? Oh, yeah.
I
played it a couple of times, but
like real guitar people hated that game.
Oh, yeah. For
yeah. Because
sure.
I'm like, you're can actually play this song on real guitar.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
it's
learning
impossible
anything
to play on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what a guy I used to work with, a buddy of mine, that's what he said. He's like, after a while, and he had another buddy who really had this realization and became a great guitar player.
Oh, really?
Because he's like, he said just one day it hit him. He's like, what am I doing? Like,
I know.
Learning to play this fake guitar. Like, I can actually learn how to play a real guitar.
Yeah.
And I know what song and it was, like, though, that he mastered. Had to be Sweet Child of Mine.
Probably.
Because that's everybody's like, yeah, we can play that solo on there. Mm-hmm. And I talk with a real guitar player, and he goes, these bunch of losers, they can't play that.
I will say there was the other one that was like the rock band that had the drum kit. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be some crossover from like playing a fake drum kit to like a real drum. No, granted, it's probably
a lot of people play fake drums. Listen to country music now. It's all fake drums. So that's what
if you're listening to Sam Hunt and Kane Brown, but.
iPhone put an app. What's it called? GarageBand.
Country music, but
that with the Apple app is called. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can play drums on there.
Yeah, good.
I play them on the steering wheel all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just thinking there'd be more crossover in a drum kit from fake drums than there would be in pushing a button on a fake guitar.
I could see that.
I mean, in the future, guitars might have buttons. Who knows?
Dude, in the future, AI is going to make it all. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Haven't you heard this new...
Your all's DJs already doing it for you.
That's true.
They're just playing playlists to be... They're not making new
That's
music.
True.
They're
That's
creating.
True.
No, did you guys hear that? The song that was like totally done by AI?
No.
The videos by AI. I'll find it and send it. It's
sounds terrible.
It just sounds like modern pop music.
It's about destroying humanity and taking over the world like Terminator.
No, it actually didn't really make sense.
Did it resemble did it resemble Tracy Lawrence at all?
No.
And I'm out.
No.
I'm out.
Nice.
No. They had no alibis for that.
No.
I feel like Tracy Lawrence is going to come up in almost all of our episodes now until he reaches out.
Eventually, he'll be a guest.
Yeah. He has a podcast.
There's some forecasting.
Tracy
or will be a guest.
Roadhouse.
Does he?
Something like that. Yeah.
TL's Roadhouse.
All right. I'm going to reach out.
Yeah.
I'll have our people.
I listened to an episode with We Are Our People.
Not everybody knows that.
You don't spoil it.
We've got our own young Jamie.
No. Okay. So, speaking of Tracy Lawrence, what have you guys been listening to?
Nice. I feel like it'd be a common theme. At least we kind of mentioned it before. When we weren't recording, not much, because we were traveling, hanging out with family, Christmas, New Year's, obviously listened to podcasts and stuff. On the plane, I started that book I sent you guys, the...
Bold Return?
No, The Old Fashioned on Purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember her name right now off the top of my head, unfortunately.
I did look at that one, too. Yeah.
But it started off good. Yeah, it starts off really good. I just haven't gotten that far into it yet, so...
Okay.
I don't know if you know, planes make me go to sleep, so like I get like 30 minutes in and I'm like dozing off. I'm like, I don't want to miss this. So I just throw music on or something, go to sleep, but... Then on the way back, I did listen to a Joe Rogan episode with, fact check here, Jill Winger. Yeah.
I was not old-fashioned
on purpose.
Glad I didn't say a name. I don't know what
I like
name
the picture,
I was
too.
Say.
It's like super old-fashioned, holding like the rake or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was Joe Rogan with Sean Baker. If you've ever heard of Sean Baker.
The carnivore.
Carnivore man. Doctor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
they talk about ribeyes.
They talked about a lot of stuff, They talked about that. They talked about jiu-jitsu a lot because that's what Joe Rogan does.
Yeah.
In his sleep.
Pretty much, yeah. But then I didn't even mention that part of the 75 Hard, I told Elizabeth, I'm like, if I've got to give up alcohol for 75 days, then she's doing carnivore with me for 30 days.
Oh, okay.
So we're currently on, I'm really appreciative of the bacon because currently we're eating nothing but animal products. So
nice.
If you're vegan and listening to this, it's going to be a fun one for you. If you made it this far, you probably did. You probably turned it off a long time ago.
Yeah.
But,
fake
vegan. Yeah. So, like, I was just like, it was a recent episode.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, a little bit of like extra motivation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get going, you know?
I feel I should issue a little bit of an apology, mainly to you, because you called Tyler and me both Scrooges about Christmas music.
Yeah, well, that was a little early. It was before Christmas.
It was. Like I thought it would be, Christmas music was on in the car several times around the holiday. And I forgot, though, usually the week of Christmas, I go back to, so there's a contemporary Christian band called For King and Country from Australia.
Yep. Know them.
So they've got
yeah, I know them. Oh, I don't know. I don't personally know them. Oh,
okay. Can you hook us up?
Yeah.
So they've got a Christmas special that every year I listen to it once or twice through. But I'll encourage you, if you haven't seen it, go watch one of their live performances of A Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, okay.
Really cool. The amount of drums they get out on stage.
Yeah. Just nice.
Banging out.
They took it a different way.
Yeah. It's cool. Real cool.
Because that's my favorite, real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that song. Or I don't know if it's my favorite, but it was a cool. Carrie Underwood has a version.
Yeah.
And like the second verse is like her kid. And at the time, I don't know how old they were, but you can tell in the singing, they're super young, but they're better singers than me because it's Carrie Underwood's kid. And, it's like probably the cutest version of Little Drummer Boy. Like nice. It makes you feel like it's actually a little drummer boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he says, instead of Parumpa Pum Pum, he says Pawumpa Pum Pum.
So that's
pretty
funny.
It's pretty cute.
Nice. I'll check it out. So, yeah. So I listened to that special a couple of times. but then I did want to mention, and I find that when I like a song, I listen to that song a bunch, and I don't necessarily go through a catalog of that individual, but I've been trying to branch out with, especially Sturgill Simpson. I find him really, he's kind of one of my favorites. But a song came on yesterday in Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply sometimes will,
they were
some bangers out.
And
I heard Corb Lund in there one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I had to stop there three times yesterday. That's another
like a good day.
That's another story.
You should plan.
You're starting your farm expenses off right for the new year.
My accountant's going to go, whoa. So anyway, the song was When It Comes to You. Do you know it?
The John Anderson song?
No, it's a Sturgill song.
Oh.
Don't ask me to sing it.
Well, he was on that album. It was the cover.
Okay.
Because it was the album of John Anderson covers. Yeah.
I'm always get a hard time, baby, when it comes to you.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't remember the words. I remember liking it, though. Shazam.
It's on the John Anderson album. It's a great
album. It's a good album.
I know the John Anderson song. I just can't remember.
Because he does Wild and Blue. It's really good, too. Brett Cobb, maybe?
Brett Cobb.
That's a good version of that.
So, and then, and you may not agree with this one, possibly, because it's a newer country. But
treading the line here.
I know. But that's okay. The beat of it. Russell Dickerson, She Likes It.
Dude,
I feel
I don't even know this.
All right. You're going to listen to it.
I'm not.
It's different than the type we normally talk about. But it came on while I was standing at the cash register, and I'm fighting back, like doing the head nod.
Tears?
I thought, man, people are going to really wonder.
This was the Tractor Spot, too?
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about it. I don't know who does the music. Is it all the stores are like
maybe
that?
Maybe there's like an iHeart radio station, like a Tractor Supply radio.
Check for that. I don't know.
I got a gift card.
Might be a Pandora station or something.
So anyway, that's
nice.
What I've been hodgepodge of other stuff.
Listen to Bro Country.
This is slightly off topic, but on. Speaking of places with weird, or not weird music, but like so local to Appalachia in our region here, there's a gas station known as Sheets. Have you guys ever paid attention to the music in there?
No.
I'm
usually weird. In and out pretty quick. Like,
it's weird.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. It's not like alternative rock or something. It's strange.
Huh.
I don't know if like the owner, that's what he's into or what. It's not Like, you don't go in there and hear country top 40. It's not like Hobby Lobby where they're playing instrumental, you know, versions of K-Love songs. Like, yeah, it's yeah. just, it's just, I don't know.
A different take on it, huh?
I'm like, every time I'm in there, I'm like, what is this music? Like,
I don't
like,
I don't
it kind of reminds me of like the 80s, like alternate, like, you know, I don't know what are the bands I'm thinking of, but
like New Wave?
No, kind of, but then there'll be one that's like kind of grungy. Like, it's all different, but it's just like that. I don't know. It's just pay attention next time you're in a Sheetz.
It's
like,
different.
Listen to the music. It, I think I don't want to go into one.
No, it's like, not. Just, yeah. It's just interesting. Like,
stick
and it's
with,
all, they're
stick
always,
with Exxon.
They're always the same. I don't know. It's just, anyway.
Okay.
I don't know why yeah. that is, but.
Yeah. Well, what are you listening to other than Sheetz music?
I haven't been in Sheetz for a while. Sounds like it. So now they got drive-thrus. Like, what's the point of going in? Yeah.
Oh, man.
The, well, there's lots of reasons to go in Sheetz, yeah. but yeah.
Anyway.
So I've been listening to I will put a reminder on my phone for these two Christmas songs you guys mentioned. I'm done with Christmas. No, I'm not
listening. You're just gonna do it next year.
I'm not listening to Christmas music now.
Yeah.
No. So podcast wise I've been listening to No Agenda. That's the only podcast that doesn't like take whole
break
off. They put one out on Christmas Eve and one out on New Year's Eve. So
nice.
I
will say I missed Tim while he was gone.
I did keep up. Yeah. And even we took a week off. So, you know,
we're big time.
Yep. We can afford to take a week off. But no, like as far as listening, so my cousin plays music. I have mentioned it on here briefly about random things, but
oh, yeah. shout out.
He, yeah, so Rodney Rice, check it out. Rodney Rice Music. He's on Spotify. He's on, you know, he's on the YouTubes or not, but Facebook, Instagram,
I think
Spotify.
He's on YouTube. I think he has a YouTube thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, he has videos on there.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he's going to feel the need to after this.
The
rabbit ears. Yeah, he'll but he, so he's, you can check out all of his, I call it old stuff on there, but none of it's that old, but some of it's pushing, you know, getting close to 10 years old stuff
oh,
now.
Oh, true,
it's
yeah,
on there.
His first stuff.
All really good stuff, but I mean, I really like it because we grew up together, like brothers.
Sure.
And you know, I play mandolin on one of the songs on his first album. So I'm just saying, if you hear some good mandolin on there, that might be me.
might be.
I think there's somebody else plays
could
on it too.
But, could be the other guy.
But he was you know, recently working on a new album, so I've been listening to like always rough.
Yeah, you get
you
the,
know
you
cuts
get the pre-release
first.
Versions
I let Ryan and... listen to some when we drove out to Ohio, and but then he's just been sending me now like rough mixes.
Nice.
He was back last week working on some stuff, so it's fun. So yeah, stay tuned for that to come
That's
out
cool.
for the new album. I don't know when it's coming
I've
out
seen
or anything
him,
like that, but
I've seen him perform live too. That was cool.
Yeah,
yeah. He played at a little brewery, like it ended up being like a mile and a half from my house.
Well, yeah, he's in the Denver area. Still
he lives in Denver, but. Mm-hmm. He was really good live. Like, he tells all the stories about his songs and stuff. It's like really, it made it like so interesting because you don't get a story on an album, right? You just get a song.
Right.
So I thought it was really cool, like, to hear a lot of that. And then obviously I knew him because same age. I grew up with you, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's fun. But it's good stuff. Rodney Rice.
Yeah. Check it out.
Heck yeah.
I recommend it. New Year's Eve. Anybody watch the festivities? Did anybody stay up?
No.
I went to bed.
I went to bed at about 9:30 or
what's
10.
The New Year's version of Scrooge? No, I'm just kidding. I usually don't. I ended up staying up. We stayed up and watched. So they've been doing like a side broadcast in Nashville on a different channel.
Yeah.
And I will say, it was pretty rough.
Okay. The country singers doing their...
Yeah, so it's...
Okay.
You know, well,
I heard about
country.
It.
Yeah, let's use the airports here.
The country,
but I will say, so they had
music from Nashville.
A large portion was featured. You know, it was hot this year, Lainey Wilson,
right?
And she was really good. Like, don't get me wrong, she's pretty good, and she played really good. And then they'd come back, and it was like Old Dominion, which may as well be on the regular New Year's Eve stream because they're not country,
and they've been around for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand it.
And then they had Kane Brown. And the first three notes out of his mouth, I was like, I'm changing the channel.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I second that.
And then...
Well, he's never going to be a guest.
Then they had Trace Adkins.
I'm fine with that.
What?
With Blake Shelton singing the worst song they ever did.
Hillbilly Bone to Bone to Bone
No. They sang They sang Hell Right, which is like the worst song.
I don't even know that one.
It's not even. It's terrible.
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, I don't know why they're singing this. And then it was, I'm blanking on one. But then they finished it with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, at midnight.
Country?
And I'm like, well, they're more country than anything on the radio
true,
right now.
That's true.
And so I was like, man, they can play Freebird like right at midnight. And they didn't even play Freebird. I went to bed. So I was upset.
What, did they play new stuff?
Well, they played, they played Give Me Back My Bullets.
What?
That's a good one. And I'm kind of surprised that they played that. Yes. Yeah.
That, so my old truck in high school had, it was old in high school, but still definitely old. It had a tape player. That's it.
Nice.
And I found the Give Me Back My Bullets album on cassette.
So it's a great album and a great song.
I listened to that album.
If there was a tape that you were okay with getting stuck in your tape player,
it didn't get stuck in there, but it was.
That'd be the one.
It was that. And like, I mean, I have lots of 90s country tapes, obviously, from being a kid, but like, that was one. So then I like later on found it at an antique shop or whatever, like on vinyl. So I'm like, oh, I got to get it on this. And they're like, you know, it was just.
Did you all have a, like a, I remember canvas, some sort of little rectangular case that you kept
plastic one.
Your tapes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
still got it in my garage.
Yeah. And then I had a center console thing that sat in my bench sheet.
Nice.
And you open it up and put the cassettes in. Dude, it was awesome.
And then your CDs on the visor.
I didn't have CDs.
What? Not then.
Later on. When they came along. Yeah. I even one-upped that and had the one that had.
I don't think your 77 Ford had a tape player originally, did it?
No.
It probably had an 8-track player in it. No, it had an AM radio.
It had a radio.
Yeah.
And I don't remember why I had the tapes. Maybe I didn't have any tapes in it. Maybe I just had the case. I don't remember. Now
in case you were riding with someone else.
It's a fuzzy memory.
I'll bring my tapes.
Just listen to my Walkman.
Yeah.
You might have.
You said the CDs and the one that went in your visor. I had that, but it was the double decker that had the Velcro. You could open it. And it opened. And every now and then, when the Velcro would wear out and you'd be driving, it just flopped out in front of you and your view.
CDs come flying. Yeah. I know. I think about, like, you see people driving, holding their phone up, you know, driving. And I'm like, that's so dangerous. Then I'm thinking, okay,
when you're
poised to flip through visors and like trying to get a tape out and a CD and not break it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay.
We had our own.
It's hilarious. Until you could make an MP3 CD. Then you had like.
Oh, then you were set.
Hundreds of songs.
That takes me right back to high school, sitting at our buddy Clayton's house, just downloading illegal songs or into your house.
Hey,
when we first discovered Texas country.
Allegedly.
That was a long time ago. Statue limitations. It's way up by then.
What's this? Damn. Lars from Metallica is going to come after
I didn't download any other stuff.
I guess we could begin to wind it down a little bit.
We should.
We're so off the rails. We should probably just.
I want to thank everybody for sticking with us and joining back in. Go ahead and throw some socials out.
Oh, I did. I forgot to do that at the beginning.
Well, it's all right. As we cue the outro music to come in, we'll just throw out.
Thanks for that subtle hint.
Wrap it up. So,
guys.
Thanks for joining us on Appalachian Farmcast. We do have the socials. Drop us an email at appalachianfarmcast@gmail.com. On Instagram, Appalachian_farmcast.
Oh, I'm going to look and see if we can change it.
Yes. And Facebook page, Appalachian Farmcast. This has been Cody Brabham from Winnow Glen Farm.
I've been Tyler Rice from Pike Mountain Farm.
And I've been Ryan from Dying Breed Ridge.